just steps from Krannert Center. Appointments available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois Comptroller Dan Hines says in a new report the state finished the first 3 months of its budget year with a mountain of unpaid bills and record delays in payments. The report goes on to say the state's economy is still faltering and the backlog of bills and payment delays will increase. As of Tuesday, the report said more than $1.8 billion worth of bills were sitting at the comptroller's office that couldn't be paid because the state didn't have the money. A year ago at this time, Hines' office had nearly $1.4 billion in bills waiting to be paid. It's also taking longer to pay those bills, and once they reach Hines' office, the payment delay is 42 working days. That does not include the time state agencies hold on to bills before passing them on to the comptroller's office. A University of Illinois student was hospitalized with bacterial meningitis this week, but the medical director at the campus health clinic says the student is expected to make a full recovery and that others who had close contact with the student have been identified and treated. Dr. David Lawrence of the U of I McKinley Health Center says the student was hospitalized Monday night. As soon as the diagnosis came in, Lawrence says his staff got to work and identified about 30 people who had close contact with the student in the last few days. He says they were able to contact all of them and provide preventative treatment.
Close contacts get a dose of an antibiotic that in case they were exposed or they were the person who exposed the patient, it gets the bacteria out of their nose and throat, which decreases the likelihood that they would have a problem with meningitis or that they might pass it on to somebody else, although it's unlikely that any one particular person would ever do that.
Bacterial meningitis infects the fluid surrounding the spinal cord and brain. Lawrence says the disease can be fatal or maiming, but is usually treatable when diagnosed in time. A vaccine for the disease is available at the McKinley Center, and he recommends that all students receive it. Otherwise, he recommends standard precautions to avoid the spread of bacteria, including washing of hands and not sharing drink glasses or toothbrushes. McKinley says doctors and health authorities will be on the lookout for other possible cases of bacterial meningitis, but he says cases are usually isolated. The U of I saw two cases of the disease last February. Lawrence says that was the first instance of multiple cases since the 1990s. Illinois community colleges say state budget cuts are impacting their ability to carry out their mission. Sean Crawford has that story.
The two-year colleges are often seen as a cheaper alternative to four-year universities, but the cost has been rising, nearly doubling at many institutions over the past decade. A funding reduction for community colleges this year won't help that situation, according to Sue Morris, vice chair of the State Community College Board.
When parents start looking at tuition and they look at the four-year universities and they look at the community college, they say, oh, well, this is more affordable. So it is more affordable on that level. But the other shift that is happening is that we are losing some students that cannot afford even what, you know, to some seems affordable, to others is insurmountable.
Morris says among the changes the board wants to see include state reimbursement for giving veterans free tuition. Morris says community colleges were the only sector of education that took a financial hit from the state this year. I'm Sean Crawford.
Violent crime in Chicago continues unabated this year, with the latest of unofficial statistics showing that there were 316 more shootings in the city through August. Through the end of September, there were 392 murders, 50 more than in the same time last year. Deputy Superintendent of Patrol Beatrice Coelho attributed the increased violence to street gang activity. She noted the arrests of high-ranking gang members has left a vacuum in which young gang members try to fill. Crime had dropped consistently since about 2003, with murders dipping below 500 in 2004, the lowest since the 1960s. As recently as 7 years ago, the murder tally was closer to 700. David Olson of the Criminal Justice Department at Loyola University said there are likely several causes for this increase, including changes in police staffing and changes in the drug markets that drive shootings. It's coming down to the home stretch for cities vying to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. There's exactly 1 year left until the International Olympic Committee chooses between Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo, Madrid, and Chicago. Ahmad Omar has more.
With 365 days to go until the IOC picks a host city, there's plenty of work left for Chicago's Olympic organizers. Earlier this summer, the IOC ranked Chicago third among the four finalists vying for the Games. But ESPN writer Lester Munson says that shouldn't be a big concern.
I think that Chicago probably is right where it wants to be right now. There are things that remain to be done, transportation, the obvious one, but I think Chicago is in exactly the right place.
Munson says the current state of the Chicago Transit Authority won't impress selectors, who he says often see transportation as the most important component of a bid. But he says two other finalists, Madrid and Tokyo, are at a major disadvantage since the two preceding Summer Olympics were awarded to cities in Europe and Asia. Chicago's final application is due in February. I'm Ahmad Omar.
Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
9:35, and we check in with meteorologist Ed Kieser for the weekend forecast. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Really nice one. Jay mentioned the market on the square tomorrow morning. A lot of people will probably be making their way to the Illini football game over in Ann Arbor. Lots of outdoor activity.
And the weather's looking good for all of those outdoor activities. Of course, we're in October, so the weather's a little cooler than what it's been the last few months. We're now into fall and out of summer, so we're looking at morning start temperatures.